points that you'll hear from me today. So ESQWA is the Economic and Social Commission for Western Asia. We represent 21 member states in the Arab region, and we have several energy-focused activities around SDG 7 and the just, inclusive, and sustainable energy transition. Today, I'll talk about our work around sustainable energy systems, specifically innovative digital technologies in the power sector. So we take a holistic approach to digital innovation, and today I'll speak mainly about blockchain, but it's important to view these technologies as part of a toolbox to be used in conjunction where IoT devices are generating vast amounts of granular data, blockchain is facilitating secure transactions, and AI is helping to analyze data and execute decision making. And we also don't see digitalization per se as a disruption, but rather a tool or an enabler to manage disruption from increasing decentralized generation and transport sector electrification. We also try to focus mainly on improving livelihoods. So the average person doesn't really need to understand the underlying technology, but the important thing is that the benefits of these emerging technologies are clear for people and for decision makers in the Arab region and elsewhere. And I think this is where ECE's Digitalization Task Force is really playing an important role. So firstly, it's important to note that blockchain is a technology, not a panacea, and we need to first identify areas where it actually makes sense to use decentralized solutions. And then you have to determine what type of blockchain would be the most appropriate based on cost, speed, privacy, etc. So hybrid methods can often be more effective than simply substituting traditional databases with blockchain. We see use cases around decentralized project finance, renewable energy provenance, automating processes via smart contracts, renewable energy certificates, and decentralized energy markets. Our upcoming report that I mentioned on the role of blockchain in the sustainable energy transition in the Arab region goes into detail about everything I mentioned today, and it's actually complete and should be on ESQWA's website in the coming weeks. So we've been working on this topic in coordination with ECE, I should mention, for over the past year, starting with an expert group meeting last fall and a workshop a few months ago with the participation of ECE's Digitalization Task Force and other experts from around the world. So in the Arab region, the UAE is an innovator when it comes to experimenting and implementing blockchain technology, as well as artificial intelligence. And just a few months ago, the UAE Minister of Climate Change and Environment announced it will establish a national system for issuing and registering carbon credits. This includes creating a licensed platform and leveraging blockchain technology to ensure the safe and efficient production of carbon credit registration system documents. So Her Excellency, Ms. Miriam Al-Miri, Minister of Climate Change and Environment, said the highest levels of transparency would be used to monitor carbon credits, hence the choice of blockchain. And in fact, their upcoming UAE State of Energy report, which we just had the opportunity to review, has an entire section devoted to the use of novel digital technologies in the energy sector, with a special focus on artificial intelligence. In Dubai, the Electricity and Water Authority already uses blockchain and AI to automate processes and is also building out a national charging network built on blockchain to increase transparency. And as the Arab region develops its sustainable hydrogen production capacity, blockchain will also have a role to play in tracking these fuels and ensuring their green credentials, specifically for buyers in Europe. And I know Spanish multinational Acciona has developed the first platform to guarantee the renewable origin of green hydrogen. The new platform, Green H2 Chain, is aimed to enable customers from anywhere around the world to verify and visualize the entire green hydrogen value chain in real time. And we think this will be quite useful for member states in the Arab region as well. So, based on the discussions with our member states, workshops, and expert group meetings, again, with the participation of ECE's Digitalization Task Force, which is much appreciated, IRENA, NGOs, and private sector companies in the blockchain space, we've identified a number of key challenges and ways forward for the Arab region, which could certainly be applied to ECE members and other countries as well. And some of them include infrastructure challenges, insufficient policy and regulatory frameworks, limited technical expertise, limited participation and investment from the private sector, scalability, security, and cost when it comes to blockchains and which blockchain to use, which is the most appropriate, political and economic instability, limited public awareness and acceptance. This is one of the key ones, and also cross-cutting challenges. And the limited awareness and acceptance also applies to decision makers in the energy space. When it comes to the way forward in the Arab region, Arab countries can leverage blockchain technology as part of a toolbox of digital technologies to manage increasing energy sector complexity while pursuing a just, inclusive, and sustainable energy transition. Successful use cases are already being implemented globally and should be adapted and adopted within the region to accelerate progress. So what is needed is to develop a comprehensive digital roadmap, enhance energy governance and institutions, establish robust regulatory frameworks, invest in digital and physical infrastructure and technology, cultivate digital skills and education, accelerate progress on SDG 7 targets, leverage regional and global best practices, and promote regional and international partnerships, and foster public-private partnerships. Finally, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank ECE for inviting ESQA to present, and in particular, Mr. Dario Lagudi, Director of the Sustainable Energy Division, and also my good friend Igor for managing this important work on digitalization. And I look forward to our continued collaboration on this topic. Thank you very much for your time.
And we thank Sean for